And finally, Peter, we're going to unpack some of the details about this new Gemini cooperation partnership between Hapag-Lloyd and Maersk a little bit later in this podcast. But just from your point of view, is this new arrangement, as far as we know of what it will involve from the carriers themselves, do you think it's going to be attractive to the market? And I say that particularly in relation to this bold claim that they will be able to deliver 90% schedule reliability when they start operations in a year from now.
Good question. I'm a very positive person, right? Mike, let's take a look at the positive side of these Gemini alliances. First of all, I believe that it is a significant shift in container shipping industry because it demonstrates the industry's adaptability and ongoing search for efficiency and sustainability. Let's give credit to that, right? That's number one. However, I believe that it's going to have a profound impact on the global trade routes, service quality, and the competitive dynamics within the industry. So that part, I think we need to make it very clear, right? It's a positive outcome, but there are some concerns, all right? This claim, bold claim of delivering 90% of schedule reliability depends on many things, all right? They are talking about this hub and scope approach. First of all, when you want to have a hub and scope approach, when you have a designated hub, it must be served by feeders network. The feeder network must be reliable. There must be reliable connections. You must be able to manage any form of potential operation disruptions. If these two are not in place, then it's very difficult to achieve the 90% schedule reliability. That is my concern at the moment. So they need to make sure that there's the dedicated hub they're putting in, operated by feeder operations, which are very reliable, and manage to mitigate any form of operation disruption they're going to face. Otherwise, it's very difficult to claim that you're going to be 90% schedule reliability, especially with the hub and scope approach. But I give due credit to both Maersk and Hapag in that respect, because I think what they're trying to do is trying to put in a very higher benchmark they can achieve. Hopefully, they have a very good network and able to maintain any form of disruptions. But let's see how things go. To me, at the moment, my biggest concern is that the product and the service they're going to offer, because it's going to change entire supply chain, because they're not going to call all the ports. They're going to be hub and scope. How it's going to impact my transit time and my supply chain configuration is a major concern. That's my view at the moment.
I was chatting to someone, Peter, and they were telling me that even by saying that they're going to aim for 90% schedule reliability, when you think of the top carriers are coming in around between 50 and 60% at the moment, even by saying that they're going to aim for that, that's a game changer in the sense that all the carriers are going to have to come up with some sort of response before Gemini Cooperation even starts operating in a year from now. So is it that important that they're actually just the aspiration is important in terms of strategy for other carriers and other alliances?
Exactly, mate. I think that is a very good opportunity. That's why I'm saying it's basically a game changer, right? They are setting up high standard for other alliance, other carriers to follow through. And I think that is the positivity about it, right? But at the end of the day, whether they're going to achieve, they have depend on other factors like feeder operations and other operation challenges they're going. So they need to manage that in order to achieve this. If they achieve at the end of the day, 80, 85, I think that's a major, major breakthrough as far as the alliance is concerned.
Hello, I'm Mike King, and you've been listening to a clip from the latest episode of the Loadstar podcast. You can listen and subscribe to the full version on all major podcast platforms. You can also find us and a whole lot more news on theloadstar.com. Thanks for listening.